Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Agatha.
I am called Padre Madua. My life was spent in the little village of Catania in Sicily. In the year 249, Catania was a flourishing, prosperous village. People were happy. Now a new emperor had ascended to the chair of Caesar. A man of whom we knew little but suspected much. One early summer day, as I walked in the garden beside my church in Catania, I was hailed by a familiar figure.
Padre? Padre Madua.
Ah, Agatha. Every morning, rain or shine, you make an old man feel older.
May I walk with you?
Of course.
Oh, I love the summer.
So do I, Agatha.
Padre, how did you first know that you wished to enter the religious life?
Oh, in many ways, many ways.
Does it come slowly?
Very slowly. First you suspect it, then you test yourself, then you think you know, but you're not quite certain. You think and you pray, and as you grow older, you know. It takes time, longer with some than with others.
But suppose they can't wait to find out.
Well, of course, that is a difficulty.
There is a man, Quincianus.
Quincianus the senator?
Yes, he calls at our house quite often now. Oh,
God has blessed you with great beauty, Agatha.
I think he'll speak to my father soon.
He seems a good man, although I don't know much about him.
I'm not sure I wish to marry anyone.
If you have a vocation, you'll know.
Can I be sure?
Oh, the voice of God can be strong. If he calls you, you'll hear.
Thank you, Padre. I feel better now.
Marriage or the church? There is grace and honor in both, and it's important that you make the correct choice. You can't turn away if you have a vocation, but without a vocation, you'd find no peace or fulfillment in the religious life.
You've found peace, Padre. I can see it in your face.
I've found peace and fulfillment building this church, helping those who need me. These have been peaceful years. We've been allowed to worship as we wish. I pray it continues.
But you are worried, Padre.
I've spoken to a man just returned from Rome. He doesn't speak well of the new emperor, Decius.
Yes, Father's mentioned him. But the Roman Senate limits his power.
Now, that is my hope. Too much power in one man's hands is always dangerous.
I will ask Quincianus about Decius when I see him again. I must go now, Padre. Thank you again.
God bless you, my child.
Father? Father, are you at home?
Here, Agatha, in the garden.
Oh, here, all alone?
Quincianus just left.
Oh?
Agatha. He has asked.
I see.
Are you pleased?
Father, there's been talk about Quincianus.
Idle gossip. This woman, Euphrasia, is a favorite of Decius, the new emperor. So long as she chooses to remain a guest in the house of Quincianus, he must suffer for it.
I've heard much talk of the new emperor.
I'm afraid of this man, Decius. And my fears would be greatly lessened to have a man of Quintianus's influence in our family.
Father, I'm not sure I wish to marry anyone. I may wish to enter the church.
There's talk that the emperor wishes to eliminate the church.
Well, isn't that a good reason to join and defend it?
You can do more good as the wife of a senator.
Must I give my answer now?
I'm afraid Quintianus will demand an answer. He said he'd return this evening.
Come. Let us sit here, Agatha.
Oh, this is my favorite spot, Quintianus. This lovely garden.
My eyes are filled with a greater loveliness.
Oh, you mustn't be impressed with outward beauty, Quintianus.
Your inner beauty shines through in every word and graceful manner.
Have you ever sat alone in your garden and looked upward at the night? One feels so small by contrast. It's almost like being in church. It makes you feel so close to God.
No, I sit in my garden often and I think of you.
We should go inside.
Agatha, I have spoken to your father.
I don't know if I wish to marry.
You care for someone else?
Well, no, it's only that I've often thought of entering a convent.
You are saying this only to spare
me. No, it's the truth.
There is no other man?
No.
Then there's still hope for me.
Oh, please, give me time.
I am not a patient man, Agatha. But you may have a little time.
You've been avoiding me, Quintianus.
Euphrasia, I didn't see you sitting there. Why are you sitting in the darkness?
Waiting for you to return.
Well, I'm tired. Good night.
No, wait. Where have you been?
Walking.
You've seen that girl again.
We won't talk of
her. Don't think I'm fooled. Everyone knows you put your heart at her feet.
Be quiet.
If she knew you, she'd despise
you. Get away from me.
There. That's more the man I knew. We understand each other, Quintianus.
You're mistaken. I know what I want, and my plans do not include you.
I'm not easily disposed of, remember that.
I'm not frightened by threats.
It would be worth your life if I should speak to Decius.
And your own life as well. Stay away from me, Euphrasia. I love this girl. If I must change to please her, then I'll change.
It's not so easy as you think, Quintianus. Not so easy as you think.
It was on the following morning that Quintianus found that he had an unexpected guest.
Decius, Excellency, I didn't expect...
Now, forgive my sudden appearance. Duty brings me to Sicily. I couldn't pass the opportunity to visit my favorite senator and gaze once more on your charming guest. Where is she?
Euphrasia? She is out. She left early. If she had known
well,
you...
Well, it doesn't matter. It will give us time to discuss matters of state. Things have changed in Rome these past few days.
In what manner, Excellency?
I have changed them. Some of the senators, you will not find them when you return.
And what's happened to them?
They chose to interfere with my plans. I have assumed the powers once vested in my Senate. Henceforth, the Roman Empire will aspire to the glories of old.
Mm-hmm. You'd restore an absolute monarchy.
I assume, Quintianus, I have your complete sympathy and support.
I am at your service.
Some senators sought to challenge my authority. What alternative had I but to challenge them in return? Those who support me will realize their fondest ambitions. And those who oppose, you have ambitions, Quintianus?
I aspire only to serve you, Excellency.
Good. I'll need your help. I've begun reforms throughout the empire. You must see that they're carried out here in Sicily.
And the reforms are?
A return to the old religion, Quintianus.
But there are many who have rejected the ancient gods of Rome.
You refer to the Christians, of course. They must be made to conform. Only when they cast off their Christianity can I be sure of their absolute devotion to my cause.
But they are loyal, Excellency.
They're not. They believe they have rights, God-given rights, that even an emperor may not take away. My subjects must have no rights other than those I choose to give them.
There will be trouble.
If you don't wish to carry out my plans,
no,
Quincy,
I only wish to warn you.
My Sicilian garrison will be at your disposal. Take the priests and bishops prisoner. Put them to death immediately.
Without a trial?
Certainly. We found in Rome they can't be frightened, they can't be bribed or reasoned with. The only solution is to eliminate them.
Yes, Excellency.
Those Christians who are willing to cooperate, compel them to submit to a test of their new loyalty. Make them offer a public sacrifice to the ancient gods of Rome. Begin now, Quincianus.
Agatha.
Yes, Father.
Quincianus is here.
I don't wish to see him.
You must. He holds authority here. Besides, we must give him a chance to explain. Come.
Very well. Where is he?
He's there, standing in the garden. Quincianus!
Good day, sire.
It's good to see you again, Agatha.
Have you come to force us to worship your false god?
Agatha...
I apologize for my daughter. But you must admit it's difficult for us to understand your visit now.
I ask you only, trust me.
When you would kill our people.
The order was not mine. Came direct from the emperor.
Does he know how much blood will be spilled if his orders are carried out?
He doesn't care, sire. He feels he must eliminate the church and all Christianity to gain power.
And you would carry out his evil design?
Christianity means nothing to me. I respect it only because of my love for you.
Love?
Yes, love. Already I've risked my life by failing to carry out his plans. True, I had the proclamations posted, but I didn't call out the troops immediately. The priests and bishops of your church won't be caught by surprise. They have time to hide.
You spoke to Decius. Why didn't you convince him of the madness of his plans?
Because he was quick to remind me that other senators in Rome sought to dissuade him and paid with their lives.
I thank you for what you've done for my people. But I would have preferred that the man I love denounce such tyranny.
My only motive has been to retain enough influence with Decius to keep my authority here in Sicily. For only in that way can I protect you from harm.
How can you protect her? She and the others will never offer public sacrifice to an idol.
She needn't. I'll mark down in the records that she and you, and whoever you wish, have conformed.
I'll not have anyone believe that I've turned from my belief.
You may tell the truth to everyone, but so long as I hold authority here, I'll state publicly that you have conformed and no action may be taken against you.
Quincianus. I know you believe you're doing the right thing. I don't agree with you, but I'm grateful that you should want to help my people.
I'd do anything for you, Agatha.
Then join us in opposing this madman.
I would only be stripped of my power, and I would stand helplessly by while you are being killed.
But what gain is there if you save my life and close the churches? Decius doesn't care for one life or 20. He'll succeed in eliminating the church throughout Sicily. And you will have been his instrument.
I have done all within my power. I'm grateful I've been able to save you and to save your loved ones. I must leave now, my love. Decius will become impatient. Your orders have been carried out, Excellency.
Have the troops brought in any Christians yet?
Not yet, Excellency, but...
They're too slow. You must punish the troop leaders.
May I enter, Excellency?
Yes, come in, Euphrasia. You see, Quincianus has returned, and he's carried out my orders.
Yes, I see.
You'll enjoy this, Quincianus. Euphrasia insisted you'd not carry out my orders.
Your word is my command, Excellency.
So I told her. I wish all my senators were as cooperative. You'll be well rewarded, Quincianus.
I assume he has personally brought in the girl?
What girl?
It is nothing, Excellency.
Nothing. Excellency, Quincianus has fallen in love with a beautiful young girl, a Christian girl.
Christian? Has she conformed?
Yes, Excellency.
Good. There must be no exceptions, even if she's beautiful. And I am impressed with beauty.
Well, thank you, Excellency.
Even you, Euphrasia. If you did not conform, I would not hesitate.
That is as it should be, Excellency. I'm happy this girl, Agatha, has conformed. It would distress Quintianus to have to put her to death.
There is no need.
I thought you would be interested in seeing this girl, Excellency, so I sent for her.
You wouldn't dare.
I would dare anything to please Decius.
Of course, Quintianus. Your Fraser was only being thoughtful. But it grows late, and I must sleep, for I have a long journey in a few hours. When I awaken, I will speak with the girl. She will remain until I awaken, Quintianus.
As you say, Excellency.
Until later, then.
Pleasant dreams, Excellency.
Thank you, Euphrasia.
You fiend, you.
Keep away from me, Quintianus. If any harm comes to me, you'll answer to Decius.
Do you want this girl's blood on your hands?
What do I care what happens to her? When she's dead, you might have eyes for me again.
Where are you going?
To call her in.
No, wait a minute.
Come in.
Quintianus, why have you sent for me?
Agatha.
He didn't send for you, I did. Now, you're as beautiful as they say. What a shame you must die.
Be quiet.
What is she talking about?
She told Decius about you. Now he wants you to tell him yourself that you have conformed.
You know I can't tell him that.
Oh, then you haven't conformed.
Why do you wish to harm me?
Because you tried to take him away from me.
Quintianus?
Don't listen to her.
Oh, yes. I can see it in your face. It wasn't just idle gossip.
Agatha, I was a fool. But that doesn't matter now.
Doesn't it?
What matters is your life. In a few hours, you must stand before Decius. Agatha, lie to him. Tell him you have conformed.
I can't.
For my sake.
No.
Then marry me. As the wife of a senator, there are certain privileges.
I can't marry you under any circumstances. This day has answered many questions for me. I'm not confused anymore.
Agatha, don't be a fool.
I would like to leave now.
Agatha.
You can't leave. Wait in the next room. Decius has left orders to see you, and his soldiers will not let you leave the building.
As you wish.
Agatha.
Save your breath, Quintianus. If she's a fool, there's nothing you can do. You're well rid of her.
This is your fault.
You keep away from me.
If she must die, why should you go on living?
You'll answer to Decius.
I'll tell him what you are. He'll have no mercy on you.
You fool, if you tell Decius, he'll kill both of us.
I don't care. If Agatha must die, then I don't want to live. But I'll see that you don't escape.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Decius.
Wait.
Don't you realize you have taken the one thing in life I wanted above all else?
You really mean this?
Yes.
Then I'll save the girl.
How?
Decius doesn't know her. I'll substitute another girl. Instruct her to say that she is Agatha and that she has conformed. Decius will leave tonight, being none the wiser.
It might work.
I'll send for another girl.
No. It's too late now. She's turned against me.
She'll be grateful for her life.
She despises me now.
Quintianus, I know women shall change.
No.
She has vanity and she has pride and she's young. When she learns what pleasures and powers she'll have as the wife of a senator, she'll come to you.
Yes. As a favorite of Decius, I could give her all these things and have great power and prestige for myself.
Put her in my hands, Quintianus.
If you fail, and Agatha doesn't come to me, you will pay with your life. Now, call any other girl and carry out your plan.
That night, Decius left for the Balkans to lead his army into battle with the Goths. Agatha was placed under the care of Euphrasia. As the weeks and months passed, Quintianus waited impatiently. All the while, he persecuted the Christians without restraint, for he no longer sought to change himself for the better, but to change Agatha for the worse. It was a terrible time throughout all Sicily. The clergy, those of us who escaped, went down into the catacombs to keep alive the word of God and to minister to those Christians who dared risk their lives to come to worship. As time passed, Quintianus' temper grew shorter.
Where is Agatha?
She's out. She wanted to buy something.
Oh, buy. She's... spends silver and gold as though it grew like vegetables in the fields.
You wanted her to change?
She has not changed to my liking. She avoids me like the plague. I'll not wait the rest of my life.
I've had nothing but trouble since Decius left. The prisoners we capture escape because the guards are bribed. People worship their god under our very noses. Our raids avail us nothing, for they know when we're coming. Who tells them? Who supplies them with these facts? Come in, Captain. Did the plan succeed?
What plan? What?
I have changed my plans to confuse the spies. Today I sent my troops to one place where the Christians are known to gather. Midway I countermanded those orders and gave orders to raid another place. Captain, did the plan succeed?
None escape, Excellency.
Good. Have the priests put to death immediately. The others will be given an opportunity to renounce their beliefs.
There is one prisoner, a woman.
Why do you look so strange? We capture many women.
My men are holding her outside, Excellency. Send in the prisoner. We have other news, Excellency.
Agatha.
Are you surprised, Quincianus?
No. Now I understand many things. You have helped them, informed them. You have given them their supplies to defy me.
More than that, I have entered a religious order.
You fool. There's no hope for you.
Excellency, a messenger has just brought us news from Rome.
It can wait, Captain.
My lord, the Emperor is dead.
Dead?
Quincianus, now there's no need to carry out his orders. The girl may live.
He's just dead. After all I've done, there is no reward.
There's no need to kill anymore.
You ask that, Euphrasia, when she has deceived both of us.
I have come to know her.
No, she has betrayed me. The execution will be carried out.
No!
Do not pity me, Euphrasia. It is he who needs pity. I am pleased to die for my belief. But soon the persecutions will end, and Quincianus will be replaced when good men return to authority. For all that he has done, he will gain no reward, only bitterness and guilt that will never let him sleep. Pray for him, Euphrasia, as I will.
Kill her. Kill her.
Agatha died, a victim of the Decius persecutions, in the year 251, in Catania, in Sicily.